joining us right now. He is a Super Bowl champion, but what I love most is, like myself, he is also a Vegas native, now just joined the Raiders. I have Brandon Marshall on the line with my co-host, the Schmo, and I. What's going on, Brandon?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Good. I'm being joined here by the Schmo, who spoke to you a few months ago.
Keith Smith's football camp, East Covina High School.
Yeah, Keith, that's my guy.
It's good to see you out there. You were into it with the drills, with the kids, giving back to the community. I know you run some football camps yourself. Great to see you out there.
Oh, yeah, man, that's what I love to do. You know, I love working with the youth, so it's a no-brainer for me.
Now, the one thing I asked you, and I want the Vegas market to hear it too, is when you joined the Broncos, they had a wide receiver also named Brandon Marshall who left the team. How confusing has it been for you over your career, fans confusing the two Brandon Marshalls, especially when you both played in Denver?
Yeah, man, it's the story of my life, or I guess it's the story of my career, so to speak, where, you know, it's always somebody, you know, confusing me on social media, you know, almost every day, you know. And where it doesn't make sense is people confuse me with him on Instagram too, which is wild.
It's totally wild. Two different positions. One's a wide receiver, one's a linebacker, and most importantly, one's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, and we don't look alike.
Not at all.
Yes, but Brandon, so speaking of the football camps, you just held one here in Las Vegas last week. Can you talk a bit about that and how it went?
Yeah, it was it went really well. I think, you know, the kids, you know, that they took to all the coaching and everything that you know, we had to offer them. They had fun. Most importantly, you know, they were, you know, we was trying to teach them some discipline. You know, listening is a skill. You know, kids sometimes they all over the place when it comes to that. And more importantly, after the camp, we held a respect. And that's something I've done. It's like my third year doing that. And it's, you know, where we take some of the kids who are interested and we take them to a classroom and we teach them about, you know, how to have healthy relationships. We talk to them about domestic violence and how, you know, to treat women properly and how, you know, to defuse situations and stuff like that. So that's actually my favorite part because, you know, a lot of athletes have camps, but everybody doesn't take the time to teach these kids about life skills.
Yes, I love that.
Great purpose behind it. Brandon, the Schmo's back over here. Congratulations on signing with the Raiders back in March. Obviously, the big move is coming here in 2020. Have you seen this new stadium that they're building here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's moving fast.
What's your take on it? And Vegas, your hometown, having football.
Man, you know, I'm excited. I mean, it looks like it's going to be dope, you know, from all the models I've seen. You know, it's just going to bring another element to Vegas. And, you know, it's a city that I love and I hold near and dear to my heart because that's where I'm from. So, you know, I just can't wait. It's going to be dope.
Has it been kind of weird with Raiders fans in Oakland knowing that this is, hey, the last season with their beloved Raiders and that next year they're going to be in a different city in Las Vegas?
No, I don't know. I just got there, you know, a couple months ago, so I don't know how the fans feel just yet, but I can only imagine.
But how are you feeling, you know, going into your first year with the Raiders and playing under John Gruden?
You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited I get to, you know, play the Broncos twice a year. You know, I'm excited that I get to play in the Coliseum, you know, the infamous Black Hole. Everything that comes with being a Raider, you know, the history, the tradition, you know, I'm looking forward to carrying that on.
Did you and the Broncos end on good terms, or what are your overall thoughts? Because you were with them for the vast majority of your career, Brandon. How did it all go down?
No, it wasn't on bad terms, you know. They just decided not to, you know, pick up the last 2 years of my contract. You know, we had some language in there where if they want to opt out the contract at a certain point, they could, and that's what they decided to do. It wasn't a surprise because, you know, I couldn't stay healthy last year. You know, I had a knee issue that was just bugging me, and it wouldn't go away. So, you know, and I was, you know, it's part of the game, though. It's part of the game, you know. It's unfortunate, but that's how it works. And, you know, I'm just happy that I landed on my feet and I get to go prove them wrong.
But do you think, in a way, things kind of have come full circle? Because being born and raised in Las Vegas and now, you know, signing with the Raiders, who will be relocating to Vegas.
Absolutely. I don't think there are any accidents. I think everything happens for a reason. You know, it was the reason, as unfortunate as it was the reason why my knee wouldn't get healthy last year. And, you know, there was a reason in free agency when, you know, the Cardinals and the Chargers were you know, the front runners and the main ones contacted me and, you know, then they just fell off and the Raiders weren't contacting me, but out of the blue they came. So I think there's a reason for everything. So, like you said, I think it's coming full circle for me. And I think that's, you know, it couldn't be a better storyline than this. I leave Vegas when I was 17, go to college and, you know, play in the NFL and, the first ever team that's in Vegas, you know, I'll be able to play for, which is amazing.
Yes, we're all very happy for you. And what about some of your new teammates? One in particular, Antonio Brown.
No, he's cool. I like him. He works hard. You know, he's very diligent in his work, and he sets an example. You know, as far as you know, his actions. You know, because he's always going hard. He's always going 100%. The way he eats, the way he carries himself, man, he's, you know, I see why he's all pro.
And being a veteran like yourself and Antonio Brown, what's the message you send to the rookies and to some of the younger guys that are coming in and getting their first experience of being a part of a professional team?
Oh, man, you know, we just tell the young guys that they need to, you know, pick out a vet, man. Pick out somebody who they see doing things right, or you know they can pick their brain, or a vet that's open.
And did you
have some success?
Absolutely. No, that's the way to do it. And you hear that the NFL draft is coming to Las Vegas?
Yeah, man. That's next year, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. It's dope, man. It's dope. I can only imagine because I went to the draft party. The Raiders sent me out to the draft party in Vegas. At Dre's, and how excited, you know, the fans were there. So I can only imagine how it's going to be when the draft comes.
Oh, man, the pool party's over there. You guys are going to have a lot of fun.
Definitely.
And lastly, for you, Brandon, I know you're extremely busy, but what message would you like to let all the Vegas fans know and the Raiders fans?
Man, I'd just like to let them know that, you know, when we come, we're going to come with everything we got, you know, and we need y'all support.